big announcement today from the nation's long-haired old men. Hear what these elderly gentlemen in flowy linen tunics had to say. And later, a new study finds getting punched in the face is the only way for a majority of Americans to feel alive anymore. But does it work? I'll give it a try. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. It's now time for you to bow your head and pray for today's news. Love. It's an indescribable feeling, one that we as humans long for. But in our eternal search for belonging, one profound question can't help but linger in our minds. Am I loved? Well, you're in luck because long-haired old men in flowy linen tunics from all across the nation came together today for one big announcement.
What all of you must realize is that you are wondrous creatures, overflowing with vibrancy and life. And you, my sweet and timid fawns, are loved.
Joining us to discuss is OPR's Marcy Hammond. Marcy, what can you tell us about these long-haired, linen-clad old men?
Well, Leslie, I can tell you that when you see the crow's feet around their eyes crinkle from their large smiles, you can't help but be consumed in their warmth. It's almost as if you are being bathed in a sunbeam.
That sounds wonderful, but why did they feel they needed to come out and say this now?
Throughout their press conference, they were adamant that their love for all of us needs no reason, just as a sunrise doesn't need a reason to be breathtaking. Here they are to elaborate.
Be still, for the love that flows through everything in the universe, too, finds its home in you. You are imbued with a light that shines brighter than any star in the heavens. I cherish you.
I can tell you from being there that at that very moment, a mysterious wind with seemingly no origin began to blow, filling the air with the smell of sandalwood and causing their tangled hair and wispy shirts to dance and flutter in a way that, though I can't quite explain why, put me at peace.
It should be mentioned that you've struggled recently with depression, so this is very personal for you.
You're right. A few weeks ago, I was in a dark place in my life. I was at the end of my rope, and though it's still somewhat difficult to talk about, I had resigned to jump off the roof of the OPR studio. I was still mic'd from earlier in the day, and what you're about to hear is audio from that event.
There's nothing to live for! I have nothing! I have nothing! Oh God, what's the fucking point?
The point is that you are exquisite.
What? Where did you come from? Who are you? I'm sorry, but I'm gonna jump! You can't stop me!
If you fall from that roof, it will only be into our arms. Do not despair. We will cradle you as we delight in your essence.
You are loved.
It was on that day that I learned that I am loved. You are loved. We all are. And that's a lesson I'll never forget.
Incredible stuff. Absolutely heartwarming. Thank you for sharing, Marcy.
Thank you, Leslie.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Folks, if you or someone you know is struggling with their mental health, it's important to know that there are weird old men all over this country who are eager to offer their support. All you have to do is reach out. Not to me, though. I'm actually quite a bit younger than I sound. You'd be surprised. And also, I don't want to be subjected to your problems. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. Good news today is police believe they've made significant headway in identifying the members of a notorious child sex trafficking ring after finding a number of long gray hairs and linen fibers at each and every crime scene. Interesting coincidence. I'm sure that has nothing to do with anything else covered on today's show. And while there have been promising new developments for several coronavirus vaccines, we may need to wait just a little longer before they're ready. Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna have all produced what they believe to be effective versions of a vaccine, which will now need to be approved by the FDA just as soon as they finish evaluating a new bagged salad kit. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn noted that while an emergency vaccine approval would be issued eventually, the agency would first need to take a look at the Southwest Chopped Salad Kit, as well as its contained tangy chipotle ranch dressing, since it was technically in the queue first, and to ignore the zesty blend of healthy Tex-Mex flavors would put millions of Americans' on-the-go meal options at stake. There is, however, some good news in the fight against the coronavirus today, as many experts now believe the number of new COVID cases is expected to level off as the trend line now reaches the top of the graph. Well, that's great. Nowhere to go but down from here. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you loved today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you can talk with other members of the Patreon and maybe feel a little less alone. And for members of our $10 tier, you'll receive an on-air shout-out, where I'll thank you by name or whatever I choose to call you, because what the fuck are you going to do about it? Today's shout-out goes to Critical Ham, as well as to a member of our $25 tier whose name is simply Chloe. Ham and Chloe, you are indeed this Patreon's share and seal, and you're very wise to keep your last names a secret, otherwise I would find where you live and ask for even more money. And speaking of cheapskates, don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with one man who sure was laying it on thick about quitting his job before the pandemic, but now he ain't such hot shit. Ah, what's the matter? Someone scared of losing their health insurance? What a wuss. I'll berate him right to his face, and you won't want to miss it tomorrow on The Topical.